trees.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast to discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 3rd, 2018. We're in hour two of the broadcast. And, this past week, the Parkland shooting still resonating. Isn't it interesting? You've seen what? 50 times the coverage on the Parkland shooting than you did the Vegas massacre. Isn't that interesting? Just in itself, how the media has reacted to the Vegas shooting, you know, by the death toll, obviously, and by the number of rounds fired, obviously, was a much larger massacre. But it's all focused on this Parkland school, where, you know, the facts that keep coming out, the resource officer stayed outside, wouldn't enter the building, took some kind of post outside. I mean, everybody can judge for themselves. Then the police that showed up first were told not to enter the building until their cameras was turned on, which apparently didn't happen until the shooting was over. So, I mean, the anomalies just keep coming. Now, some of the points that people made last week, I hadn't really been able to do as much research on stuff as I would like, okay? I hadn't been able to listen to the stuff I normally listen to as much, just a whole bunch of stuff going on. But anyway, this was sent to me. This is SGT report. The date of it is February 27th. The name of it is This is the Face of Evil. So if you want to look at it, and I'm only going to play 3:30 to 6:40 of it, but if you have not heard any of this, we'll talk about it on the other side. But there's some jaw dropper in this one, okay? So here we go. Let's go ahead and roll that, Sam.
I'm about to share with you will disturb you. This is the official timeline of events in the Parkland, Florida shooting as recounted by Time.com. This timeline was released by police to recount the supposed movements of accused shooter Nicholas Cruz. At 2:19 p.m., the suspect exited an Uber car, arriving at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School around dismissal time, 2:21 p.m. The shooter allegedly enters the school and takes his AR-15 out of a case. He begins shooting into three classrooms, returning to two of them, shot into another classroom, then shot into two more classes before dropping his rifle, 2:28 p.m. The suspect is believed to have run outside, mixing in with students who were running away from the scene. Now, as many independent investigators are asking, where is the school surveillance video? Where is the video that backs this official narrative? Now, before I continue, listen to this clip from ABC's Good Morning America. Creative writing teacher Stacey LaPelle.
All of a sudden, I heard gunshots in the stairwell, which is about 20 feet away from my room. And then I suddenly saw the shooter about 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor, shooting this rifle that I've never seen before.
Now let me read from the timeline again, 2:28. The suspect is believed to have run outside, mixing in with students who were running away from the scene. Does the first-person eyewitness account of the shooter that Stacey LaPelle says she witnessed sound like a suspect who could simply run outside and mix in with students who were running away from the scene?
And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor.
And this image, apparently taken from a helicopter, showed up in my Twitter feed. And when I responded to Amy Lynch asking where she got the picture, the actual video was sent to me. And here's what it shows. Now, do the men seen in this video loading a clearly heavy, black, potentially tactical bag of weapons into the back of that white pickup truck look more like the shooting suspect Stacy LaPelle described?
And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor.
Look, I could go into a lot deeper detail about the many anomalies and unanswered questions that surround this shooting, but it's now very obvious that YouTube doesn't want anyone to question the official story of Parkland, Florida, and the events that took place in Broward County, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district. Don't ask any questions. If you want the official answers to anything and everything, just Google it.
Okay, there you have it. Now, isn't that interesting? The video, again, is the SGT report, February 27th. This is the face of evil. I only played a small portion of it. I would suggest that you go watch it for yourself. But Stacy LaPelle was on the morning show on NBC when she told that account. Now, I was not there. I don't know what happened, but I think Frank put it best last week when we might as well just move to the point that we assume that these events are, some kind of a false flag until we are proven otherwise, because the Sheriff Israel there apparently runs the most corrupt, or one of them, it may not be the most, but one of the most corrupt sheriff's departments in the country. Now, I've heard others say that Donald Trump may be having this shooting investigated on his own by the U.S. military. I don't know. I can't confirm that. But here's the thing. This shooting, right alongside with the Vegas massacre, where is the video? Where is the video? You know, these schools, especially in areas like that, they've got big security systems. They've got the cameras, blah, blah, blah. Certainly the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas. We never saw the video much of the Vegas shooter coming and going with all those guns and bullets and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's just got holes in it you could drive a truck through. And then this shooting is just like all the rest. No video footage. Sketchy situation. The FBI, you know, this is the one where, you know, these kids that want to parade around and be activists, they should be demanding that the FBI actually do their job. But no, that's not the goal. The goal is to take the guns. And, you know, even Trump said some somewhat frightening statements this past week and then backed it up on gun control. I do not have faith in Donald Trump to stand up and hold up our Second Amendment. I hope he will, but I don't have faith in any of them. None, period, including Trump. I just have to hope for the best. But this story and that video, and I know you couldn't see it, it showed men dressed up just as Stacy LaPelle had described, loading cases like you would normally consider you would carry weapons in, long rifles. Now, I couldn't tell exactly what point in time that video was, but it was shot from a helicopter. So, yeah, the Parkland shooting, and then the Parkland shooting is also being used now as the justification to deplatform all these various broadcasters, all of whom are on the right, for daring to question the official narrative of the Parkland shooting. Now, we go back to Sandy Hook. We've been through all of this. Boston bombing, where all these situations, you know, a logical mind can't look at them without raising questions, and that's just the way it is. But see, raising questions, it used to be considered, you know, a lively debate, a disagreement, that was okay, you know, but they've moved in to straight out George Orwell's 1984, to where that's not okay. It's thought crimes. You've got to have your mind censored. You have to be deplatformed, because we can't have your ideas. And that is so ridiculous, but that is the world in which these maniac social psychopaths are hell-bent on creating. And guess what? They are creating it in many senses of the word. So I wanted to share that with you, and everyone can check that out for yourself. I wanted to share this in here quickly. I was looking at the Jerusalem Post earlier in the week, and this story was on the front page. I had not heard any of this anywhere at any time except on the Jerusalem Post. The Trump administration is in talks with Saudi Arabia over a deal that would allow Riyadh to enrich and reprocess uranium domestically in exchange for the U.S. building nuclear reactors there. Now, isn't that comforting? State Department officials are in parallel talks with European governments over the future of the 2015 international nuclear deal with Iran, which allows that country to enrich uranium domestically. American companies, including Westinghouse, are interested in building reactors in Saudi Arabia. U.S. media reported this week, in light of the Iran deal, Riyadh has repeatedly previewed its interest in matching Tehran's nuclear capability and has announced plans to build up to 16 nuclear power plants over the next 20 years. So I just wanted to, that's something I never saw in the U.S. Media, but apparently the Trump administration is in talks with Saudi Arabia to allow them to enrich uranium. So, you know, all this discussion of we don't want countries to have nuclear weapons, that's all BS. It's just we don't want countries to have nuclear weapons that we have plans to destroy. That's what the bottom line to that is. So they just don't want that out in the open. Now, how about this story right here? NewObserverOnline.com. Have I ever mentioned that to you? NewObserverOnline.com. Jews and Muslims have made frantic representations to the Icelandic government to halt legislation outlawing superstition and to the Polish government to stop the outlawing of the inhumane and barbaric ritual slaughter of live animals known as Shechia, kosher in Judaism and halal in Islam, all practices which are intrinsic to both these Middle Eastern desert regions. A report in the Jerusalem-based Times of Israel quoted Jewish and Muslim leaders in Iceland as saying that they have defended their community's rights to perform circumcision in the face of the proposed law to ban the practice as a violation of human rights. Rabbi Ava Feldman of the Shabbat Jewish Center, who last month became Iceland's first permanent rabbi in decades, said in a statement that circumcision is a core Jewish practice that serves as the bedrock of Jewish lives. The Times of Israel went on to quote one of the Inman, Saman Tamani, speaking during Friday service at a prayer space above a good store, that circumcision was important to Muslims, but even more so to the Jews. This is an attack on all religions, especially Judaism. So I just wanted to make reference to that, because this is the kind of headlines you never, ever, ever, ever see in the news media. But Iceland, you know, Iceland's the country that seems to do whatever it wants. They don't seem to bow so much to the pressure. You remember what they did with the central bankers, the international bankers, some years ago. And if they pass this law, Iceland will be the first European country to ban the practice. This is fundamentally about not causing unnecessary harm to a child, said the lawmaker for the centrist Progressive Party, who introduced the bill this month. It caused circumcision a violation of human rights, since boys are not able to give an informed consent of an irreversible physical intervention. So Iceland has a population of 340,000 who are overwhelmingly Lutheran, Odinist, or atheist, with an estimated 200 Jews and about 1,100 Muslims. So I thought that was a little bit of an interesting fact that you won't hear anywhere else. Now, the Daily Mail this past week ran a story. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is being sued for discrimination against his staff. He laughed along with racist and anti-Semitic slurs against former employees and even groped one female worker, the bombshell document alleged. I'm reading from the Daily Mail. The controversial InfoWars owner joked with staff who called Rob Jacobson, the Jewish individual, the resident Jew, and shouted Jacobson across The opposite claims. Jones allegedly continually bullied, ridiculed, and humiliated Jacobson, who worked for Jones' company at InfoWars for 13 years before firing him last May. You know, I've got a little tiny story about Rob Jacobson. I actually had breakfast with him in 2008 when we were at Bilderberg, and I didn't know, you know, I didn't know he was Jewish or any of that. I wasn't even aware of that kind of stuff back then. But Jacobson's in the process of suing Jones for discrimination, harassment, and unfair dismissal, and his lawyers have submitted a complaint to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. A second former employee claims she suffered harassment and discrimination at the hands of Jones and other senior managers at InfoWars based on her race. That is a black female. So I just wanted to interject that quickly. These type of discrimination suits, I guess, after Hollywood has melted down, they're becoming much, much more common. And, you know, I don't know. I have no way of knowing if there's any merit to that lawsuit whatsoever, or lawsuits. But I thought it was just interesting news that you don't hear reported anywhere else. I've not seen it. I was totally unaware of it. And so whatever, we'll see what happens with that. Zero Hedge ran a story this past week. A Harvard-trained CDC official has been missing since February 12th after leaving work midway through the day due to an illness, prompting his friends and family to sound the alarm and issue a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and indictment in the event of malfeasance. Cunningham, who was promoted to commander in the U.S. Public Health Service last July, had worked on the government's response to both Zika and Ebola outbreaks. With 2 degrees from Harvard School of Public Health, he has been named one of Atlanta's Business Chronicle's 40 Under 40 award winner. But the odd thing is that he has just went totally missing, and to the best of my knowledge, no one has been able to find this gentleman. His car was parked in the garage. He's even abandoned his dog, Bo. So I thought that was one of the news stories that goes unreported. You know, it seems like we've had this before where the CDC officials just disappear from time to time. Isn't that rather odd? Now, you know, the story that keeps on going is the anti-BDS laws that are being passed all through America. And this past week was no difference. On Friday, the Louis D. Brandeis Center for Human Rights Under the Law filed an amicus brief in support of HB 2617, an Arizona state law that requires state contractors to certify that they are not engaging in a boycott of Israel. The Brandeis Center has filed its brief in response to a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union challenging the First Amendment implications of the law. Last year, the ACLU filed a similar lawsuit challenging a Kansas anti-BDS statute. The law, HB 2617, requires Arizona companies that seek government contracts to confirm in writing that the company does not engage in discriminatory boycotts of Israel and will not engage in such boycotts for the duration of the government contract. The amicus brief filed by the LBD notes that federal, state, and local governments across the United States regularly follow similar procedures to prevent discrimination, promote equality, promote equality. I lost my place where I was at. If they do not engage in discriminatory boycotts of Israel and will not engage in such boycotts for the duration of the contract, the amicus brief filed by the LBD notes that federal, state, and local governments across the United States regularly follow similar procedures to prevent discrimination, promote equality under the law, and ensure that public funds are not used for illegal or invidious purposes. Federal, state, and local laws have long required government contractors to refrain from discrimination. All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. We'll finish this story, then we're going to be taking phone calls soon. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
On to Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. I was running down a little bit of Arizona passing its HB 2617. I'm going to just leave it at that. I've done this story. It's just a different state. But this is going to be the new normal as well. So we're going to go ahead and go to the phones. I believe James in Kansas. Then we got Frank in North Carolina. Art off the grid coming up. James, how you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
In August of 87, I spent 2 or 3 weeks in Iceland, and I've been curious about banking ever since I read the Nundir Call of Conspiracy back in 1968. So I was asking, you know, they all speak, almost all of them speak English, about their banking system and stuff. And then one of the buildings that we were, this tour bus was parked next to, was like their headquarters of their Federal Reserve System. And up along the, right before the, you know, the roof meets the wall, there's this beautiful stained glass, and they were all Stars of David and Masonic symbols.
Oh, wow, and you say this was 1987?
Right, and then since then they've had a huge build, you know, crisis, you know, but anyway, but I just thought that was, you know, interesting. They're everywhere, they're everywhere. Everywhere you go, they got money sewed up. So I guess you know what money is. It's whatever the Rothschilds say it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, you remind me of when Ron Paul asked Ben Bernanke, was gold money? And Ben Bernanke paused, and then he said no.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'll hang up and let somebody else talk.
Well, hey, thank you so much. That's it. That's interesting. But after the collapse in 2009, you know, Iceland was like one of the few, I guess the only one, threw the bankers out, said they wasn't going to pay them jack, and it worked fine for them, as far as I know. All right, let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Then we got Art coming up. Frank, how are you doing, my friend? What's on your mind?
Hey, Perrin. Well, I wanted to make a point, something that I've been noticing. And for me, in my mind, it's one of the reasons that we're not going to win. We have a lot of self-sabotage going on with our quote-unquote leaders. Now, I'm a nationalist. Nationalism makes sense to me. And just because of circumstances, the way things are and the way that organized Jewry has basically orchestrated everything, we are divided. You know, along racial and ethnic lines and all that. That's just a reality. I'm not falling for a trap or anything like that. That's you know, where the rubber meets the road. There's a lot of hate against white people out there. And a lot of it, you know, a lot of it might be, some of it might be natural or whatever, but a lot of it is ginned up by organized Jewry. But the thing is, a lot of people would classify me as a white nationalist if they heard me talking and learned, you know, what I typically listen to, associate with, that type of thing. And I don't have any problem with that. And a lot of people are like, well, why do you even throw the white in there? Why don't you just say nationalist? Whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm probably going to be labeled as a white nationalist, and I accept that. That's fine. So say, just given the fact that, okay, I'm a white nationalist. What I've noticed with our leaders, our quote unquote leaders in white nationalism, is they, you know, they're obviously Jew-wise. You know, they know about the JQ. They're very skeptical of anything coming out of, you know, organized Jewry. Now take the controlled media, for example. Everybody knows that the media is controlled by Jews, like most everything else. The CDC, for example, pretty much on and on and on. Pretty much everything is controlled by Jews. But
hold it right there, because you're fixing to get to your point, and I hear music. So just hang on for me, Frank. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Frank in North Carolina. Back in moments. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media Fairness Studio taking phone calls. Let's go back to Frank. Frank, you were discussing the fact of the white nationalist leaders. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, it just seems to me, and I'm sorry I got you on speakerphone, but I get kind of sidetracked because I know people are going to, you know, misconstrue what I'm saying. I notice that all the time. I get off of a phone and I hear people call in and talk about something I said, and they had no idea what I'm even talking about. So let me just read something I got on my phone here. Something I'd written down the other day when I was thinking about this. you know, our quote-unquote leaders and the, you know, white nationalism, they seem to take the Jew-controlled news narrative as gospel. And, excuse me, one more. They grovel at the feet of the quote-unquote news portion of the Jew media. You know, I mean, the media is a huge thing. You got, you know, entertainment media, you know, you got music, you got all this different stuff, but they grovel at the feet of the news portion of the Jew media. I mean, they'll watch a bunch of Jews on TV talking mm-hmm. about stuff like 9/11 or whatever, and they'll say, well, that's the way it happened. Because, you know, and they say, we can't trust these people. They lie, they're not looking out for our best interests, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to stuff like 9/11 or school shootings, don't question the Jew-controlled, quote-unquote, news media, because we don't want to be seen as conspiracy theorists. We don't want to question anything. I think our leaders have really let us down, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't think we're going to win. We're going to lose, because our leadership, they have a lot of blind spots. And you know, Alex Jones, case in point, I mean, that guy's a maniac. I mean, I was told 10, 12 years ago, he's got to be on drugs. And he is a bully. I mean, he bullies everybody. He bullies his guests.
You know, I mean, that's a whole different kind of thing. But I just think that our leaders are really letting us down, and it just really makes me wonder, what really is their game? Is their game just being a leader in white nationalism? Are they getting something out of it? Are they getting money out of it? Are they compromised? Are they working for somebody? Why don't they want to question 9/11? I find that very, very suspicious, because let me tell you something. If you want to take organized Jewry down, you go after 9/11 and show people that they did 9/11. It's already been proven. Why won't they go there? I'm really starting to get pissed off at people like David Duke and other people that don't want to go there. Why?
There's a few, like, you know, Art Jones or, say, even Michael Hill that you know, will go there. But I've seen that too, Frank. I've seen where there's like 9/11 and like David Duke on that subject. You know, I've heard him say countless times, you know, that these terrorists that flew planes into the buildings and blah, blah, blah. And I've wondered that too. And school shootings. I mean, I don't know what happened in Parkland because I wasn't there and I'm not privy to the information, but I can tell you this much. It don't add up. The official narrative don't add up, just like none of them do. Just like, you know, Las Vegas. But there's, you know, there's a lot of broadcasters that don't want to, because I guess they feel like they'll be labeled as some kind of, you know, insane nut. But
they're labeled anyway.
Yeah, anyway, you're right. And hey,
one,
you know,
one last thing.
Go ahead.
One last thing. I got attacked yesterday on a show for saying that Dr. Alan Sobrosky, the former director of studies at the U.S. Army War College, Vietnam veteran, a Marine Corps officer, a guy who's in contact or was with the officers in the headquarters of Marine Corps, Washington, D.C., for his statement, he looked into 9/11. He said, quote, it is a 100% certainty the 9/11 attacks was a Mossad operation, unquote. And I got some clown who's a troll. He calls into RBN a lot, too, attacking me for quoting a Jew. You know, he has not hidden the fact that he had had a Jewish grandfather. One of his grandparents is Jewish. He never hid that fact. In fact, he made a point of saying, you know what? It's so horrible what the Jews have done to this country. If it meant that I myself, because I'm one quarter Jew, because one of my four grandparents was Jewish, if I had to pay the price, then so be it. I would rather see that happen than the Jews get away with what they've done. And he's going to attack me? These petty people out there, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm just really disgusted with all of it. Anyway, I'll let you go, man.
Hey, thanks so much, Frank. Thanks so much. I know it can wear on you. I know I've been there. Art, off the grid, patiently holding. Then we got Michael in New York, Paul in New Jersey, Francis in North Carolina coming up. Art, how are you doing, my friend? What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Sharon. I hope I didn't overdo your inbox there with all the emails of this past week. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know. It seems that the libtards cannot seem to get any new gun control. You know, I mean, they've been trying for years, but they continue to fail in Congress time and time and time again. But, hey, they are at least winning on one front. At least now stores like Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods and others, well, they went ahead and they just decided that they are not going to sell any guns to anybody under the age of 21. So at least they're winning in the corporate field, at least, even though they can't seem to win in D.C. But, hey, you know, I found it interesting that over the past week as well, you know, we had this, the NRA comes out and says, had a great meeting with the president and vice president today. We all want safe schools, mental health reform, and keep guns away from dangerous people. POTUS and VPOTUS support the Second Amendment, support strong due process, and don't want gun control. Hold on just a cotton picking second. They support strong due process. Well, you know what? I just watched the video, I bet you, 5-6 times to make sure I was hearing Donald Trump right, and I heard it come right out of his mouth, that the police should just go ahead and take the guns and we'll deal with due process later. Sorry, folks. That's not how this works.
That's right. That's what he said. I seen it too, Art.
So Donald Trump is now beginning to show his true colors, as I knew he would, as they always do. And I said time and time and time again, if you give a fool 6 foot of rope and a 12-foot bridge, he'll hang himself every time. He can't help it. Well, here's Donald Trump, the big fool that he is, just took 6 foot of rope and jumped off a 12-foot bridge and hung himself. You cannot support strong due process when you talk about take the guns first and then we'll deal with due process later. And we know for a fact that this will not work because I know people who have never committed a crime in their life who the cops took their guns because they fought something when it turned out to be wrong, and then my buddy had to spend hundreds of dollars on an attorney and weeks in court to get his guns back. That's what happens when you skirt around due process, Mr. Trump. Are y'all listening, Mr. President?
Well, absolutely. That is the slippery slope, and that is when I said earlier, you know, he made some frightening comments. That was the comment I was referring to, and you know, you see, this Parkland is the perfect situation because it was reported supposedly to the FBI. See something, say something, and it was the failure of the FBI and the police department plus the gentleman that supposedly done the shooting. He bought the gun through the proper channels, but they always use this for gun grabbing. So, hey, great points, Art, as always. Enjoy talking to you. I'm going to try to get everybody on, so we're going to move on. Anything, any last word you'd like to throw in? Art may be gone. We'll go to Michael from New York. Michael, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Sharon. You know, Frank's absolutely right. 9/11 is the key to it all, and that particular event can't be dropped from any discussion. It clearly shows who's behind it all, and all the residual effects from that they got on us, like Homeland Insecurity, TSA, SS, KGB checkpoints at the airports, where are your papers, et cetera, et cetera. And don't forget, people, they want our guns because that's how they roll you over. With the guns, they can't do anything to us. And with this coming depression, which is inevitable, that's why they got to get a big war, but they want us to lose this next war. That's why they built up Red China, did all kinds of business with them, bringing them all the high-tech stuff to build up their military. So they don't have to swim here to invade us. Now they can fly and use their navy to get here and launch their missiles, as well as unload millions of troops, and if we're defenseless, well, that's the end of the story. So they got to get our guns. That's the bottom line to that whole story. And with this recent school shooting, Farron, it's always a deflection from the previous big story, like you said, Las Vegas. We still don't know what happened there. Well, that's off the radar because now they're going to hype the school shooting until the next red flag comes up to get everybody off the school shooting and what really happened there. That's how they keep spinning us around so we're constantly dazed and confused. And prior to the Vegas shooting, that was a distraction. What? To get us off the Clinton Uranium One scandal, right? Which is big, implicating Comey, the FBI, Loretta Lynch, and Obama, Barry Spitaro, all implicated in this Uranium One treasonous scandal, punishable by death. So the Las Vegas shooting event was a distraction, a deflection, to get everybody off that. Right? Which then also got everybody off the Seth Rich murder, cover-up of Clinton hijacking the Democratic election and stealing it from commie Sanders, and also a deflection from Sanders' wife being investigated, implicated for embezzlement at some university. So all these news stories are constant deflections from the previous big story implicating all these corrupt traitors running our country that are committing high crimes and treason.
Oh yeah, and it is a it never ends. We stay in a constant, and I'll throw this out here now. With the current climate being what it is, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we saw another school shooting of some sort right now to try to force lawmakers to really go after the guns. I mean, the climate is just right. They've got these kids they've made rock stars, and you know, Barry or George Soros or the likes, fingerprints is all over this. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we'd see another mass shooting right now to hype this whole thing up. Anything else you'd like to add, Michael? Great points as always.
Real quick, Farron, yes, and you're right, and because they got to get our guns. They're not going to stop on that one. We can't drop our guard and hold our representatives accountable to that Second Amendment and all the other rights that we have under the Bill of Rights. Last, I just want to say quick how Lindsey Graham, that traitor, in promoting, giving away all this money to these foreign countries like Israel. And you covered all that perfectly well, but most likely the Mossad's got some dirt on Lindsey Graham, probably homo activity with young boys, probably at Epstein's sex island. So these guys, they're getting away with incredible stuff still. And also, we have to cut these representatives off from their lucrative salaries, 150 grand a year, 200, they're all millionaires with their pensions, etc. We got to cut that all off. Just cover their expenses to serve us, and then that's it. No other salary. If they want to make money, go get a job like the rest of us. We have to get back to that original approach the founding fathers had with the Congress and Senate.
And term limits, too. No more lifers. No more lifers. No more career politicians. That has just been our destruction. Well, hey, thanks so much for your comments. Always good. Paul in New Jersey, then Francis in North Carolina. Hang with me. We'll get to you. Paul in New Jersey, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to commend nations throughout Europe who are taking up the policy of going after and outlawing circumcision, and ideally halal and kosher slaughter. You know, I think it's a very subtle and polite way. Hopefully, it'll be an incremental policy of showing the Semites who have really no claim to live in Europe at all because they are not European people. To basically say, get out. And what it does, too, what I love about it, it really will show how dearly or closely the Jews and the Muslims follow their primitive Abrahamic religions and to what extent they're willing to compromise publicly. Because if they choose not to circumcise their children, then it really shows they don't and would prefer to stay in Europe. It really shows they don't care so much about their religion at all, and it's just a front. So I think they need to extend that, maybe extend it to even policies, which Jean-Marie Le Pen floated, the concept of a national preference. And I believe in these European nations should pass laws where basically any racial outsider is put into a higher tax bracket and really ultimately told, no, we don't want you having a big family here. And so if you do have children, we're going to put you in a higher tax bracket. And the indigenous European people, if you have lots of children, we're going to extremely lower your taxes. And it should be something we should be brave enough to say in public, because we would say the same thing about any other, you know, like if it was an endangered species or an indigenous species versus an invasive species, biologists would say it with nothing and with no thought about it. And we all actually accept that with any consequences.
That's true. That's interesting. That's an interesting point to make. And yeah, I found that interesting. And then the flip side of that, Paul, is simultaneously here in America, all these states are passing these laws where you have to sign a contract that you won't boycott Israel in any way. I mean, the hypocrisy of that is just unfreaking believable, and not a word of that in mainstream media that I've been able to find. Anything you'd like to add to that real quick?
No, just the disgusting mass cuckery of it. But other than that, I just want to tell you how great the callers are that have preceded me, and I'll be listening. And it's always an RBN supporter, and you're doing a great show, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, Francis in North Carolina, back in moments. Stay with me.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. I got an email during the break. Time to turn the tables. Suggest to your audience to go to a liberal anti-gun bakery and order some sort of Second Amendment cake depicting an AR-15, NRA, Gun Owners of America, or some kind of favorable Second Amendment cake. If they refuse, threaten to sue. The president is set. So thank you for that. Francis in North Carolina, patiently holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, youngin. Hey, young man. How you doing?
Good, yeah.
For one thing, the human being is a species, to start off with. As far as people from various different cultural backgrounds, you're talking about ethnicity, whether it's indigenous or otherwise. Enough about that being said. Now, the original reason why I called is because of there's various different videos that are out there about what happened in Florida as far as the shooting goes and ad nauseum and so forth. Now, as to whether or not Vimeo, and I have no idea about this, Vimeo is owned by Google. Obviously, YouTube is owned by Google, I guess, or Goggle, whatever you want to call it. They had a wonderful video on there where they talked about not only the teacher, but also other people that were interviewed, especially one gal that apparently went to the same school as this young man that apparently was chatting with him at the time, supposedly. Now, the question is, it was taken down, and the only way you can find any commentary about the teacher or this young gal is very fragmented videos that you might be able to find on YouTube or whatever the case might be. Now, the question is, I thought this whole thing about taking down videos was a farce, that it would never happen and be censored or whatever, which this has proven to me that it is actually true. That even though you pay for a service like this to be available, you are being cut off at your feet. And even though you're paying for the service, you're being dipped as a result by the service provider, for that matter. I could even give you the address number of Vimeo of where this originally was at, for that matter, and it was like a collage of various interviews that were done at the time that this occurred. And now there was one comment I heard from one party that will remain nameless, that the teacher probably saw what she thought she saw of the person that was going down the hall shooting, for that matter, and how they were dressed. And I thought, you've got to be joking. And so apparently she made up a story about this person walking down the hall doing the shooting, and I thought, okay, yes, it was a traumatic scenario, but you just don't make up a story like that. So, enough out of me.
Well, hey, thank you so much, Francis. Thank you so much. Yep, we all should have seen this coming, especially after we saw what they were doing with the websites. But I wanted to make mention before I run out of time. Last week, Mark in Philly made mention of the documentary America. It is on YouTube. It's in 13 parts. It's darn near 13 hours, I guess. I think each one's about 50 minutes. I've watched 12 of the 13. I plan to watch the last episode tonight. That has been extremely interesting. 1987, all-star cast, played one time on television, never shown again. If you have the time or if you can, starts a little slow, but it's pretty darn interesting. And we're out of time for today, so for this week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, and they will, give them the lead, and when they come for your guns, and it looks like they might, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.